whoever will listen to that thing, which is probably no one, not even me, so I don't really know why I am doing whatever I'm doing right now, but I feel like, I don't know, I feel like I've got a lot on my mind right now, and, you know, just thinking about it is not really clear enough. I really like to talk things out, to express them in another way than just thinking about it, because, you know, when you simply think about something, it doesn't have that same consistency, so it's a lot less clear to have a clear idea. Yeah, I know, I repeated clear, I love that word. That's the one I put the most in my essay, maybe, clear and efficient, you know. So yeah, I feel like just talking out loud, because I'm too lazy to write, to be honest. It's not the same either, because when you write, you have that, you're too slow when you write. So yeah, I want to have that thought process with the same speed, but a better consistency. So that's why I'm talking right now, and I don't know if it will be interesting to anyone, even myself, but you know, let's give it a try. So yeah, we should always give a try to things we're interested in. That's one of my beliefs, I think, because otherwise, you know, you're just gonna wait until nothing happens, because, you know, as long as you've not tried something, you can't know if you like it or not. So yeah, that's my jam right now. I'm very I'm into this recently. I've been into this very self-doubting period of my life, concerning mostly my future and my career and what I'm doing right now, and what, because yeah, so I'm studying law right now. I'm in England, London, studying law in England, living that uni life, you know. Yeah, my main goal is to work at some kind of NGO later, and just, you know, help people in general. And I feel like law is the most ambiguous, not the most ambiguous way to do it, but you know, when people say, oh, I want to help people, I'm going to become a doctor, for example, like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. But when it comes to law, you have so many different types of lawyers. So you have, you know, the corporate lawyers who kind of are depicted as devilish and, you know, just trying to defend the devil. But I'm not into that type of law, and I totally respect people who do it. So I think it's really admirable to be able to, because it's still helping people, right? It's not maybe as morally easy to do. I think it requires a lot of, you know, strength to do that. So I totally respect people who do that, but I really want to help. I'm more into that helping people who really need help in a way, like, thus the NGO idea. So yeah, that's a bit of my context. But the thing is, my year of law has been really, it hasn't been boring or uninteresting at all. It was more of a, okay, yeah, it was more of a me year. I said a May year, which doesn't make sense, you know, like, what year could be consisted of only a month? Yeah. Anyway, so it was more of a meh year, like, okay, I'm here, I'm doing that. I'm not really into it. But at the same time, I feel like maybe this is, I feel like it's mostly caused, and I'm pretty sure that is the reason why it's caused, because by this like social thing nowadays that you really need to be into what you're working on. Even like in movies, you know, when you see people who work to like really bosses at their work, and they just love it. They come every morning to work and be like, okay, I'm gonna kick some ass today because I'm a strong, independent woman, and I love my job, even though it sounds kind of boring. Or it's all about, you know, living your passion, so becoming an artist, or even with that whole trend of YouTubers who become, they basically become people who talk about things that interest them, exactly like I'm doing right now, but this is never going to be my job for sure. So yeah, I think it's pretty much a social construct, and you know, jobs used to be considered as boring, and that was norm, and everyone was okay with that. But I feel like nowadays you kind of need to be into it, and at the same time, it's normal that you aren't. It's like, it's work, so it's not supposed, like, it can be agreeable. I just think that it's not supposed to be something you're 24/7 really into, right? So yeah, I've been doubting this a lot, but now that I'm saying out, see, it's already working. Now that I've said it out loud, it really makes sense why I'm kind of confused, not even confused, but like a bit conflicted about whether this will really make me happy or not. So yeah, maybe jobs weren't made to make you happy. They were more made to, you know, make you okay with it. You know, I don't think you should work in a job that you hate. That must be hell. But yeah, if my goal is to help others, then happiness should come through helping others. And I think the studies that I'm doing right now are going to be very different from what my job will look like on the day-to-day basis in the future. So yeah, that's kind of my take on that. Okay, cool. So I already found a solution to that. Yeah, sorry for my lack of words. I'm pretty bad at talking, you know. I stumble a lot on my words, and I'm not the most coherent person. So I think this is going to be a good exercise to make me more comfortable with expressing myself orally. I'm more of a writing person. That's what I was talking about earlier. But you know, it's way too slow. I don't have the time to put out every thoughts I have and put them on a piece of paper. It's way too slow. So yeah, right now I'm in exam seasons. I only have one exam left. It's gonna be great to be finally done with it. And yeah, instead of studying, I'm talking to my phone, which sounds like a marvelous idea. I'm basically the queen of having great ideas at the most random times. So yeah. Yeah, I've recently discovered and subscribed to this YouTube channel, which is called Best Dressed. So this girl is really, I really liked the vibe of the girl. It's really simple, really funny, really, like, I really saw myself into her. So I'm trying to, you know, I feel like if she can compel people and make them, like, want to hear what she has to say, I feel like I could have people who want to hear what I have to say as well. And even if it's not the case, then I get to talk and say the things that come to my mind. So it's pretty good. It's a good deal, right? And so yeah, that's my life right now. Yeah. So the thing that gets me to think the most is relationships. So I'm single right now. I've been single for three, four months, something like that. And I'm 18. Just, okay, you guys need to know, like, the context of my life, I think. I don't know. I'm pretty done with the whole, you know, sadness thing. It was my first serious relationship, my first breakup, so it was pretty hard to get through. I had, like, I have a lot of self esteem issues, fear of abandonment, all of that stuff. Marvelous stuff again. I don't really know where it comes from, because I think it pretty much built up in my teenage years, you know, having shitty friends who just let you down all the time. But it's really weird how anchored it is into me. You know, most of the time when people have self-esteem issues that are really anchored, it comes from childhood. So maybe I had other issues in childhood that I'm not aware of, but that's not really the issue. What I'm trying to figure out right now is what to do with my emotions, right? Because I kind of want to get back in the dating life, you know? Even not dating, just, you know, having... I was trying to express this to my friends earlier, and they were like, okay, yeah, just stay single for a bit, because it's good to stay single. And I don't want to be in a relationship right now. I'm so not into the idea of being in a couple again. I'm just bored, if I'm being honest. Like, there's nothing happening in my life that is a little bit interesting, right? A little bit entertaining to myself. And so I was thinking of, you know, going on dates and meeting people, but it's not easy to do that, right? Because how do you meet people anyway? You meet them at parties, I guess, in clubs. So parties and clubs have been pretty much out of my life since exam season started. And otherwise, there are dating apps. So I tried Tinder. And it wasn't for me, I guess. It's so weird. Like, people are very flirty, but weirdly flirty. Like, I don't really get the vibe they're trying to send to me. It just sounds weird and how do you say that? Clumsy, really clumsy. And so people don't have a lot to say. You know, it's pretty boring again. So Tinder was more boring than expected, which is, you know, which would go against what we could have thought. And so yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of lost with all those emotions, and I don't know. I feel like it's very hard, because I've been single before. I've been single for the 17 first years of my life, and I was very fine with it. But I feel like it's very hard once you've tasted to a couple's life and a couple, you know, like a couple's vibe, then you kind of miss, first you miss the sex, of course, and you also miss, like, the fun. It's really fun to be in a relationship and just being single with nothing happening is what I'm talking about. Because, you know, to talk about the girl on the YouTube channel, she was single for a while, but she had, like, things happening with other guys. Like, she would go on dates and have sex with them, even though just random hookups, and it was cool for her. She was still single, you know? And I kind of want that right now, but I'm not... Like, I don't really know how to get to that point, because, you know, Tinder, already talked about that. Maybe I should try another dating app. And but even then, I'm going to spend my whole summer, I'm going to spend basically my summer with other people, like living in other people's houses. So it's going to be complicated to bring people there and have sex with them, you know. I feel like it's more of a thing you can do during summer, but a summer alone. So maybe that's something you do when you're 20 or something. She was 20, the girl I was talking about. I'm only 18, you know, so I've got time, I guess. So yeah, I don't know. I feel like maybe it's good to be bored for a while, to be, you know, because, okay, the thing is, I'm really content with myself. I'm really happy with myself. I make myself laugh a lot, way too much. I'm like, I'm my best friend. So, you know, that's not the issue. And I feel like my friends have this, they think that I don't want to be single anymore because I'm not content with being single, but that's not the thing at all. And I don't want to even be in a relationship. I'm just bored, to be honest. And it has nothing to do with my pleasure of being with myself. Non-sexually wise. It's more of a, I don't know. It's just, it's really, I don't know if any of you listening to this will get what I'm trying to say. But if you do, please tell me, because it's quite weird to not, I hate not being able to define precisely what the problem is, you know? Because whenever you define the problem, usually it's easier to resolve it. Usually, because some problems are complicated, more complicated than others to resolve. But, you know, once you know the problem, at least you can have a certain grasp of comprehension over it and how you can change it, maybe. And so, yeah, that's what I was thinking about. That's what I'm thinking about mostly. I also want to be friends with my ex. And that's a thing I miss as well. I really miss him as a friend, you know? When you're in a relationship with someone, that someone tends to be your best friend. And I feel like after a breakup, you're not only losing a love interest, a person that you love, you're also losing a friend. And that is, I think it's harder than to just lose someone you're having sex with, right? Because I know that right now I'm quite over that person, but I still miss like our conversations and just, you know, having fun with that person, just drinking a beer, chilling, having a grand time. Not because we're together, but because we're friends, right? And so I've been trying to message him and get more, I don't know, become friends again with that person. But, and here's the issue, he doesn't want to talk to me yet. I swear I didn't do anything wrong. He just, he told me he wasn't ready yet, which I understand, of course. But yeah, so it means that, like, basically he told me he wasn't ready until summer, which is a very kind of arbitrary date, I know, but it's just because we live like back home, we live in the same town, so it's easier. Like I was like, okay, can we see each other probably in the future? I was like, okay, I'll be there around August, so yeah, maybe I'll get to talk to him in August. And yeah, I also miss the memories I have with that person, because I'm quite the extreme type, and when I break up with someone, or even friend-wise, you know, I just delete every memory I have with that person. I know it's a bad thing, and I kind of miss having those memories, but I don't know, it helps me heal, I think, because I don't know how people do it when they have memories. To not, like, I don't know how they have the self-control to not just look at them all day and be nostalgic of that period. And that's the problem. I think I'm way too nostalgic, and I appreciate that nostalgia. You know, I kind of, how would you say that? I place myself in nostalgia, and I'm really good. Like, I'm having fun, but at the same time, I'm not. It's pretty unhealthy to do so. So I'm kind of forced to just remove every memories, but now I kind of miss those memories. You know, it was great memories and I can't really find them anywhere. Like, I removed all the pictures. I removed all the things that made me think of him. So, yeah, I feel like just trying to talk to him
would help me a bit to, I don't know, I don't even know if it would, be a good thing to re-talk to him, because, you know, maybe once you broke up, you're not supposed to talk to that person anymore. It's not, I don't know. Humans are weird, y'all. So yeah, talking out loud didn't solve anything, to be honest. I was hoping it would help more. I don't know. Maybe I should try another dating app, you know, and get more into, but I don't know, try another time, try again. But I feel like it's not made for me at all, because I don't, I'm really not flirty as a person. I try to be very appealing to anyone that I meet in order for them to like me, because I have this self-esteem issue again, I'm sure that people don't like me in general, so I always start, when I meet someone, I always start from the presumption that they don't like me, and from that presumption, I try to really be agreeable and really funny and smiley, you know, always like, you want to be friends with me, right? Because I'm so nice and cool, right? So I tend to be flirty-ish, but with anyone I meet, just like to seduce them into being friends with me, if that makes sense. But yeah, I'm not flirty. I'm not really flirty. I don't know how to flirt. So flirting by messages is even worse. It's so weird. Because, like, okay, there's this one guy who told me on Tinder, well, you have a great ass or something like that. I was like, okay, thank you. That's a nice compliment, I guess. Could have been, you know, on my face, but it was about my ass. and then he added, so do you, what did he say? He said, oh, is it even, like, is it the same in real life? And I was like weirdly insulted by that. Like, are you implying that I photoshopped my pictures and that I'm ugly in real life? Because, you know, I didn't, but maybe I look better in pictures than I look in real life, so I'm not really the one who should tell you that. I mean, what, I was like, really? And I know that you're trying to show, like, confidence and, bitch, of course it is, it's even better, because I'm fucking beautiful and hot, but that's not who I am at all. Self-esteem issue again. I am really unable to put myself out there that way, because I really feel like it would be, I really feel that if I say something like that and then I meet the person in real life and they're like, okay, no, your ass is definitely better in pictures, I'd be like, oh, okay, sorry for disappointing you, like, I thought it was pretty equal, but, you know, and I don't know, like, how can I judge that, right? And so that's why I was like, I don't know, it's, I don't know. And I was kind of offended. So yeah, I don't think Tinder is for me, or dating apps in general. So then you can meet people at clubs. But once again, I'm gonna spend a pretty familial summer. So meeting people at clubs is really, it's not an option, but it's less possible, if I might say. You know, it's weird. I'm not just gonna show up the next day like, hey, I didn't sleep here because I had sex with another person. Hey, your daughter is very responsible. Do not worry. It is weird. Let's not do that. Me agree with myself. Let's not do that. So, yeah. I am not more advanced than I was before. Okay. Maybe I should talk about something else then. because maybe that isn't interesting at all for you guys. Let's talk about Met Gala, right? So, the pictures, I saw them. I thought they were quite the charm. I really liked Lady Gaga's. For those who are listening to this in the future, it's 2018. What month is it? It's the 7th of May 2018. It's a Tuesday, if you were wondering. And so, yeah, Lady Gaga's dress was really impressive. I really liked how Russian doll it was. You know, an outfit under an outfit under an outfit under an outfit. And, yeah, it was pretty good. I really found Katy Perry's outfit, like, Beauty and the Beast style. She has, for those of you who don't see what the style was, she was wearing a chandelier, two chandeliers actually, one on her head and one around her waist, and the rest of her outfit was like a metallic dress, basically. I don't really see how it applies to the theme. The theme was like camp, so I think it meant like drag queen, queer inspired fashion, really, you know, extravagant and quite funny, like not taking yourself too seriously. So I get the chandelier, you're not taking yourself too seriously. Katy Perry, I can say that, good job. But I also felt like she looked like Lumiere from Beauty and the Beast, and that's all I could think of, right? So I felt conflicted, because I feel like the Met Gala dresses are supposed to be, okay, they're supposed to be really edgy and designer, styly-ish, kind of unique, but they also need to be wearable in some way, and that wasn't wearable at all. Right, I don't even see how you could make it into something wearable, if you see what I mean. Because most of the designers' creations, they just, you know, they model and no one would wear what the designers create. But then it's used for normal fashion, you know, Bershka and H&M to kind of make it wearable on a day-to-day basis. So it's like a basis for other creations, more wearable creations for everyday people. But that chandelier, I can tell you guys, no one is going to adopt that into whatever we wear today. So yeah, I was not convinced. So yeah. Recently, I've been a lot into fashion. Even I am not convinced of what I'm saying. I want to get a better style. I like my style today. Okay, here's the thing. I really like how I dress usually. It's very simple. Yeah, I have a very simple, classical style, kind of, but pretty young as well, in my opinion. But I would like to, you know, that every day, what I wear, I'm like, slaying that bitch. It is great. And I know it's impossible, right? You can't be all the time really, like, 100% happy with what you're wearing. Because, you know, there are days where you're just chilling in your pajamas. When you're just chilling in your pajamas all day. And you're not gonna be like, oh damn, I'm slaying that. I'm a queen of fashion. Look at those pajamas. Have you seen those pajamas? You have never seen something so stylish and put together as this, right? It won't happen, definitely. But it's just that, you know, especially since the exam period. I'm gonna talk a lot about exams right now. I'm into it, so, you know, that's my life right now, yeah. So I feel like the during the exams season, you don't care a lot about how you look. What I do every day is put on a jean, put on a sweater, and that's it. Because all of my clothes are either dirty or at home in France. So I just end up with, you know, sweaters and jeans. That's what I have left, basically. I'm going to do laundry when my exams are done. But right now I have other things to focus on, like talking to my phone. Great thing to focus on, Celeste. Great job. But yeah, you know, when I get out of that zone, I want to be happy with what I'm wearing every day. Pretty much every day. So what I'm going to do is that after my last exam on Thursday, I'm going to go thrift shopping in London, East London. And I'm really excited about it. And I know I'm too excited about it because I'm probably not going to find all the things I want. You know, I'm not large, but I like wear M or L clothes. And most of the thrift stores I've been to sell more petite outfits. So maybe I'm not going to find anything that suits me, and that's going to be devastating. Yeah. But I don't know. I can't help but be excited for it because I don't know. I feel like it's... I've written down a little list of all the things that I need to buy. Okay, I'm going to tell you guys all the things I need to buy because that's interesting, right? So, I wanted to buy a light blue jean because I have all my pants are dark right now and I want to get a little touch of happiness. So more lighter colors. And I was thinking about getting a straight cut because I either wear, you know, very slim, skinny jeans or pants that have, like, larger openings at the ending. I don't know how you call that. Gaucho pants? Is that what it is? Maybe I'm talking nonsense, but yeah. I was thinking of maybe getting a straight cut because I recently tried a jean with a straight cut. Not, like, large legs. And it fitted my butt so well. It was the most amazing butt I have ever seen in my entire life, and that's a lot to say, believe me. But yeah, I think that a straight cut could maybe really flatter my butt a lot. And I didn't buy this jean because the legs were too large and it was kind of ridiculous at the feet part. But yeah, my butt part was great, so I'm trying to find something like that. I also wanted to buy a cool jacket, maybe with some designs on it, because I only have three jackets right now. I have a black jean one, a kind of velvety brown one, kind of 70s feel, and a green bomber one. And they're all very, I like them, they were very nice, but I wanted to find something, you know, a little bit excited about, maybe more unique, a more unique piece. That's what I'm trying to... Fine. I want to get a cool skirt. So I love how many times I wrote cool. Like, yeah, Celeste, go buy cool stuff, then you'll become cool as well. Hopefully. So, yeah, I was thinking of a skirt, maybe, you know, an A-cut skirt with either kind of a leather-y design or a gingham design. But not leather, because I'm a vegetarian. I'm not a vegan, but I'm a vegetarian who doesn't wear leather. You know, I feel like it makes more sense. Okay, I feel like we have, like, the, how we disposed of the vocabulary, non-meat eating wise, is pretty bad. Because, okay, I think we should have, especially in France, there's like three types. So vegetarian, and vegan. So a vegetarian is just someone who doesn't eat meat or fish. A vegetarian, I know it doesn't exist, I'm just saying it with the English accent, is a person who doesn't eat fish, meat, and other products that come from animals. So eggs,
you know, honey, milk, basic things. And a vegan is a person who doesn't eat meat, doesn't eat products that come from meat, and doesn't wear animal products. But okay, in my mind, it doesn't make sense at all. Like the vegan part, the not wearing leather and everything should be before the not eating products that come from animals, right? Because it's straight up killing the animal, right? When you, I know that eating eggs have a lot of repercussions on the hens, yeah, the hens who are breeded, and it's pretty terrible how they're living and their overall treatment. Of course, it's bad, but it's a degree after leather, right? And fur. It doesn't make sense in my head that we're like, okay, so kill an animal, then killing animal and eating things that come from this animal, then killing animal and eating things that come from the animal. And but I feel like there should be a word for people who don't eat meat or fish and don't wear animal products, right? I'm missing this in my life. I'm really missing this. So yeah, I'm a person who doesn't eat meat. I'm a vegetarian. Yeah, that works. I'm a vegetarian. Anyway. So yeah, if I buy a leather thing, it won't be leather. It would be false leather. Or whatever. Okay, that was a very long explanation of my life. But I feel like we need to talk about it, right? It's an injustice. I want a word to appear for people who make sense, to be honest, right? It makes more sense. Okay, this graduation makes so much more sense. Like, taking this gradual evolution, it makes so much more sense to, first, not eat animal, second, not wear animal, third, not eat things that come from animal, right? Come on, please tell me I'm making some good points, right? Okay, so then I want to buy also heels, okay? Any types of heels. I'm really missing heels in my life. I'm quite tall. I'm 1.76 meters, which is like 6 feet approximately, I think. And yeah, I know heels are not necessary for my height, but I really like the shape they give you. Your leg, like every woman, I like that. I'm so original, I know. Hold your horses. I also wanted to find, yeah, like tight tops and corsets, kind of. I don't know if I'm making sense, but you know, kind of, yeah. Tops that, I don't know, cute corset things that are kind of, because I have lots of things to wear it down, and I feel like it's a very cute way to have, you know, like maybe a lace top, for example, or something like that. And you just wear plain jean, plain sneakers, little jacket on it. It's very good. It's like you have a centerpiece, which is pretty wow. And then the rest is dressing it down, you know, because I'm not a fancy gal. I'm a uni student, so I need to level down. Oh, that was very, very, pretentious thing to say. Yeah, I wrote in brackets comfortable tops, which is in case I forgot that, you know, comfort is important in life. Yeah, I also wanted to find shorts that, not jean shorts, just, you know, shorts like a fabric short with like cool designs on it as well, which are pretty classy. I love those. I used to have two of them back when I lived in Singapore, because it was really hot, so shorts for my life. But then I grew up and got too small, so now I'm looking for some others. I'm looking for earrings. Okay, there's one thing in my life that I don't need more of. It's earrings. I have so many earrings. I love earrings. That's like the main, because I never change the other jewels I have. I always have my two necklaces. Never change of those. I always have my watch, a little ring, and a little bracelet, and that's all I have. But my earrings, I change them all the time, and I love to play with my earrings. Today, I did something kind of revelous, I know. Get ready for what I'm gonna say. I got a pendant earring. Is that a thing you say? Like, you know, a big earring on one ear, and on the other, I just put a small one, like a pearl, a metallic pearl, very, very small. And I also have two holes in my ears, so it complements each other. It's all metallic. I really love how I trussed up my earrings today. Yeah. And I was also looking for fishnet tights. I really find it pretty, you know, fishnet tights when you have your jeans rolled up and at the feet, at the ankle, and you can see the fishnet going out. I feel like it's really beautiful. And yeah, that's about it. That's all I have. Hope that was interesting. Okay. It's been like 40 minutes since I've talked. I didn't really resolve my issue that I was trying to solve relationship wise. So I don't know. Maybe I should talk about it more. Okay, let's talk about it more. That way we had a small little fun pose, I hope so, in the middle. So, what should I do about my relationships? I think, okay, let's do a set of questions maybe that will help me clear my ideas. One, do I want to get in a relationship? I do not. Two, why am I bored? That's maybe a bit too large of a question, but am I bored because I'm missing social interactions, maybe? Okay, that's a possibility. Maybe I'm missing meeting new people, okay? Maybe that's it, because right now I'm into a very comfort zone of people. But this is going to change very soon. I'm going to go to the north of France during the summer to help, to volunteer with the association Help Refugees. Great association. I hope so. I've never tried it. So, okay, this is going to change pretty fast then. I'm going to go there in three weeks, I think. Like the 20th of May. So in 13 days, to be pretty exact. So yeah, maybe. Okay, here's my answer. Just wait and see how you feel after North of France. Because you're going to meet plenty of new people there. And if you're missing just meeting new people, then you won't be bored. And if it's not that, then you will still be bored and you will be able to find why you're bored. Okay, I hope that will help me. So if you liked that, yeah, I hope you did like that. And if you liked that, I'm really happy for you guys for liking it, because, you know, life is complicated. It's hard to find things that you like. So if you did like it, I'm really happy that you liked it. If you did not like it, please tell me why, so that I can self-sabotage myself and prey on myself for hours on end. And just discussing how bad I am at everything. All right, thank you.